rapid recent growth in our population. So when Cheryl and I moved down here in the early 80s, the population of the city was around 20. So we're doubled that today. And it's out, it's spread out. So people are, a lot of people that I talk to in the newer subdivisions, for example, are saying, we just moved here. We don't know enough about what's going on. We're not really thinking we should vote. We don't want to screw things up. I said, well, I'm a thought bubble is, well, there's plenty of resources for you to get informed about that. And you should. Everyone should exercise their right to vote. But this rapid growth and more strangers and change, from my environmental background, I'm seeing the city's ecological footprint has expanded. And I'm aware that there's a lot of offsets for that. People are concerned about servicing. So I know that through talking to existing council members that projects are engaged regarding sewage treatment, water supply, basic fundamental necessities that municipalities are largely responsible for. But it's this newness and the new developments haven't matured, you know, the large trees, you know, the children in the streets. There isn't a sense of neighborhood. So again, without it drawing back to downtown, I think we need to find ways to draw people into common areas for neighborhood building. So the arts and the culture, the recreational events. There was a, you know, the festival, the Summer Harvest Festival at Pinafore Park, which kind of reintroduced people to Pinafore, which was every weekend there was something going on there.